186 hours, 5 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 10 now 42,616 nautical miles from Earth, 9,909 feet per second velocity. The prime recovery ship, Princeton, USS Princeton, in the Southwest Pacific, is now on station at 1504 south latitude, 1504 degrees south latitude, 164.41 west longitude. Princeton reports the sea is as still as a mill pond. We're anticipating the maneuver pad being passed to the crew before too long for mid-course correction number 7, the only one to be made during the return leg from the moon. Slightly over 1 foot per second. Some comparisons with Apollo 8. On the return leg from the moon, Apollo 8 did the first outbound mid-course correction, number 5 in the sequence. At trans-Earth injection plus 15 hours, it was one, the only one made at 5 feet per second. Entry velocity on Apollo 8 was 36,221 feet per second at entry interface. We're anticipating 36,314 feet per second. Slightly less than 100 feet per second faster entry on Apollo 10 than on Apollo 8. Continuing to monitor air to ground from Apollo 10 at 186 hours, 8 minutes, leaving the circuit live.
Go ahead.
Jack, you still want us to cycle the H2 and O2 fans or just leave them in this configuration?
Apollo 10 Houston, leave the H2 tank fan, or the tank fan configuration about the same as it is, except we'd like you to stir up the O2 tanks for a minute or so, over.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Houston, this is 10.
Roger, I knew it was you calling.
addition to those other angles that John was talking to you about earlier, can you gin us up some TV angles, please?
Roger, I've got the TV angles right here. We'll get John's angles about the time we have the TV pass, but you ready to copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, TV at 186.50, left-hand side window looking at the earth. Roll is all balls. Pitch is 090. Yaw is all balls. Your high gain angles will be plus 18 degrees in pitch and 268 degrees in yaw.
Jack, what will our distance from the Earth and relative velocity be, please, at that time?
Stand by one. We'll extrapolate that.
Okay, Houston, this is Ben again. The lithium hydroxide canister, for purposes of determining CG, is butt up against A6. Between A6 and A11, it's wedged in there. And the half a bag of water is stowed in A5. Only it's 25% of that half bag of water is probably going to be in bubbles. How you weigh that?
Roger, we got some experts here that can figure out how much the bubbles weigh.
Okay, and it's half filled with water.
Roger.
They don't hardly weigh more than the water at zero G.
Gene, this is Houston at 186.50, about TV time. You're going to be at 38,435 miles. Your velocity will be 10,402 feet per second.
Finally starting to pick up a little.
Yeah, you're getting there. You just crossed the 10,000 foot per second mark right now, and you're really starting to move out now.
We're going slow there for a while, Jack. I thought we're about to stall out. Over.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about all of that mathematics and orbital mechanics, you know. I thought maybe it was going to fall through this time, but looks like it's going to hang in there.
Okay, Houston, and on the upper hatch, there's considerable water up there, and I guess if I was going to design a water separator, this would be a good place to put it.
Roger, we copy. Apollo 10 Houston on the Venus probes. Venus 5 landed on 16 May. Venus 6 landed on 17 May. Both were launched in January, 6 days apart, as you recall. And Soviet scientists say that they are fully satisfied with results. Each probe has returned much new information, which indicates, and I quote, man will never go there, unquote. The probes made a soft landing. Lasted about 30 minutes after landing. Measured a temperature of 537 degrees Fahrenheit, over.
Roger, we'll look into the manned aspect later, but from the crew of Apollo 10, would you give them our congratulations on their total engineering and scientific success, over.
Roger, copy. Congratulations to the Soviets on their engineering success with the Venus probes.
Thank you.
Apollo 10 Houston, I have a flight plan update.
Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, at 189 plus 10 hours, we'd like you to read out the command module RCS temperatures off the system test meter. Because if a preheat is required, we'll want to bring fuel cell 1 back on the line. And at 189 plus 20, we'll resurface the primary evaporator using 3 minutes of water, three minute service. And I have a change to your entry checklist as a result of the fuel cell situation. And the change is on page E, echo 2-2, step 6, line 12. Change fuel cell 2, main A and B off to read instead, fuel cell 1, main A and B off. And in addition, we're standing by for your crew status reports, and we'd like some PRD readings before you go through the radiation belt so we can compare them with those afterwards. Over.
Okay, on that checklist now, I just want to make sure. The preceding line says fuel cell pumps, parentheses, 3 off. The corrected line now says fuel cell 1, main A, main B off. And then it says verified loads balanced, right?
That is affirmative. You've got that right.
Okay, well, we have fuel cell 1 main A, main B off right now.
Roger, 10. If we bring fuel cell 1 on, then this note will apply. Over.
Okay, Jack, I'm with you. And at 189.20, we're going to resurface the VAP for 3 minutes, and at 189.10, we'll read out the CMS RCS temps, and at that time, we'll decide on fuel cell 1 and stand by for those rad readings.
Roger.
Okay, crew status, Jack. The CDR took one LOMO last night, and he's going to take a decongestant just precautionary prior to reentry. The crew slept well last night, from anywhere from 4 to 8 hours sleep apiece. The RAD readings are 26048, 05049er. And 15050, and we've completed breakfast. The spacecraft is about 90%, 95% stowed, and we'll be in the couches here and probably remain pretty much so there from now on in.
Roger, we copy, Gene. Thank you.
Houston, this is 10.
Go ahead, 10.
I'm going to high gain at 10 at this time.
Copy.
Houston, when do you want to conduct a simplex check?
Apollo 10, Houston, we're monitoring the VHF and we'll notify when we need the VHF check, over.
Okay, fine, we'll be standing by for it.
We're all squared away in the attitude for the final TV pass. Over.
Roger, copy, Tom.
And Houston, are you going to be receiving this live there at MCC? Over.
Stand by one. And Houston TV will be live here.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. As mentioned in the conversation between Jack Lausma and the crew, they're coming up on a television pass in less than a minute. According to the flight plan, it'll be routed through the Honeysuckle Creek, Australia tracking station over S-band, relayed by satellite back to mission control, where it'll be converted into color and distributed from there. We're standing by for this morning's television pass, the final one of the mission, to begin.
Okay, Apollo 10 Houston, we're going to TV at this time, over.
Okay, Houston, you ought to be starting to pick up a view of the Earth at this time. We're coming to you on our final TV pass. Let us know when you're getting it, Jack.
Roger, Gene. We'll tell you when we're getting it here.
Houston, Apollo 10, how does the screen look, over?
Roger, 10, we're not getting it yet. Apparently everything isn't quite warmed up yet. Here she comes. She's coming in now. Okay, we're getting TV of the Earth. We see the Terminator. and you're getting it centered up pretty well right now.
Good morning from Apollo 10. Approximately 7,500 miles an hour, and we're 5. We can see part of China. India is the most predominant feature, but also we can see Saudi Arabia, the Gulf of Oman, and the Indian Ocean at this time. And I'll try to give you a little zoom here in on Saudi Arabia and India. Into the Gulf of Oman. The Gulf of Oman is in the center left part of your picture. How does it look down there?
Okay, Tim, the globe is about filling the screen at this time, and we can see the darker land masses, and the Gulf of Oman is... But it's a beautiful picture and it's coming through well.
Sure is a beautiful picture.
I guess you might say that the artist that painted that one is a master. I know that looks real good to you guys, and the closer you get, the better it looks.
Jack, one reflection that we felt very strong about as we show you our last telecast here of the Earth is that we felt very strong about sharing with you some of the adventure, the excitement, the challenges, and the rewards of these 8 days. And through this endeavor, we hope that we've made you and millions of people of the world more of a part of the history that's being made in our day and age.
Well, I know everybody around the world has appreciated the TV pictures and all the effort you went to make them good. They've all been excellent, and I know it's given everyone a better feeling for what we're actually doing and a better appreciation of the program in general.
Okay, some final just color thoughts as we look in there. India appears to us to be a purplish tan. Over, you see that the sun, the solar sun point, is right in the Gulf of Oman now. It is nearly a yellowish bronze. Beyond that, we have Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia to us looks a sandy orange.